is. Joe, what's the best Father's Day gift you've ever had? Do you remember?
I got some Pro V1 golf balls with the number 35 on them.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
That's a really good gift.
That's really good.
I found a lot of those in the woods at a few couple golf courses around town.
It lasted a little bit. They are no more.
Okay. What's the worst gift you ever got?
Oh, I'm sure it's a drill or some drill bits or some power tools or something.
See, to me, that's almost commendable. Like, they say, hey, Dad, we think you're so manly you could use this. But, like, if you buy a woman a vacuum on Mother's Day, you're going to get slapped.
Absolutely.
See? Again, the double standards continue. All right, I got to find my top 10 music here, and we'll get into this. Oops, there we go. All right, this is the thumbs up, thumbs down segment with Joe Klein, and what a big thumb it is.
If that's not a thumb.
If you were like little Jack Horner and you stuck your thumb in a pie, there's no telling what you might pull out. Okay, here we go. The top 10 ideas for Father's Day gifts, according to our friends at Locker Room. Hugs and breakfast. If I woke up first thing in the morning and Maddox and Parker came in my room and gave me a big hug, wished me happy Father's Day, and I had a breakfast that they didn't make but my wife made, that would be probably the best gift I could get.
I had that. I got that. That's a good one.
You think you're better than me?
I've had that.
Okay.
That's a good one.
How about movie tickets? We were just talking about. This is a great weekend for movies, big baby. We got what?
Superman.
Yes.
Man of Steel. Right. And The End Times or whatever it's called.
End
with
Times, yes. With Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. And
yeah.
What is that?
It's a movie about the apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah, except
it looks hilarious.
Hey, Joe, it's what we might call a good stoner movie.
Yeah. End of Times?
Yes.
And they all play themselves.
Oh, okay.
Good stoner movie.
Yeah, I've seen that. Good stoner.
Number 3, a leather wallet. Leather wallets can be the best options if you're looking for something that is a utility and a fashion accessory. I only have one wallet. It's a Ghostbusters, and it's got Velcro. I've had it since I was
and
little.
And a chain.
Okay, moving on.
No wallets.
Personalized photo frame. I think that's a Mother's Day gift. This list is a little marginal.
Or from a daughter.
Yeah, that's metro-ish.
Yes, you can get one for David Basil when he's not a father. He'll appreciate it. Number 5 on the list I like, and this is perfect for my dad. My dad is a total technology nerd. Gadgets. Get something, digital organizer. My dad was always the guy that's like, oh, look, it does this. Why do you need to do that? I don't know, but it does it. Look how cool. He's that guy. It was like Jerry Seinfeld's dad on the pen.
The
that
pen,
was,
yeah.
The pen from space where you could write upside down. Why
it.
Would you ever need to write upside down? I don't know, but it does.
You need a tablet.
If your father's a meat lover, says treat him to his favorite meat at his favorite food joint. You know what? I would love it. If my kids took me out for a nice steak dinner and never called me again, like Dorothy Mantooth, that'd be perfect.
Take
Please,
me to
kids.
Corky's.
That'd be fine, too.
Thank you. We got meat.
Because if it ain't Corky's, it ain't Father's Day. A cigar packet. Classy gift for smokers. A packet full of great cigars. That's a good idea if your dad smokes cigars occasionally. It's like, here, Dad.
Here, light up, Pops.
Yeah, gee, Dad, here. Smoke all these at once. I've had enough of you already.
Make sure they're cigars so you don't go see the Lollapalooza.
Exactly. Here, Dad.
What was it? Rapture Lollapalooza.
Here, Dad, a pocket full of blunts. Happy Father's Day.
And movie tickets.
And a movie, exactly. Well, in that same vein, a liquor basket. Buy a bottle of wine and other liquor that your father likes.
Thanks, son.
I'm going to get my dad a keg of scotch and see what
Thanks,
happens.
Kids.
Number 9, clothing. Let's be honest. 99% of dads out there need help with this. Last but not least, a nice shaving kit to go on the road with, okay? Especially if your dad is a coach and you got to go on the road to games. Huh?
Yep.
Okay. Joe, happy Father's Day. Thanks for everything.
You're playing
the Spurs tonight.
Is right.
Spurs.
Pivotal game 3.
I'm all about it. Spurs.
If you haven't had enough of Christina, good news. She's back tomorrow. As she was called earlier, the chicky. The little chicky.
The little chicky.
We're also going to be joined by Ian Baker Finch, but he is not a chicky.
No, he's not.
He's a finch, which is a bird, but anyway.
From racing around the track in no time to...